Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Pleased to be joined by Titans tight end Delanie Walker. Our first chat with him since the season began. Always good to catch up with Delanie. Delanie, how are you, man?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Well. We're sorry it's under these circumstances. Maybe the best place to start is at the beginning. You made a catch, and all of a sudden people are running on the field, throwing a towel over your leg, and the cart's coming out. Take us through it in as slow a motion as you could.
Like you said, I was running the route. It was a basic in route. Great pass. Made the catch. Running down the field, I see the defender. I kind of lower my shoulder into him. If you see it on film, I kind of like gave it to him a little bit, which I think caused him to go off balance and fall the way he did, trying to drag me down from the back. I think his hip fell on my ankle. And you guys know me. I'm always trying to get the extra yard. And basically, my foot was just stuck under him when he came down. And me still trying to run for some more yards caused my ankle to dislocate. And you seen it right then and there. Once I saw that my ankle was turned the opposite way, I realized that, you know, at that point that I broke it and that probably the season was over for me.
What did it feel like?
Did you say what? What'd you say?
What did it feel like?
Honestly, I didn't feel anything. They said it could have been because it severed some of my nerves when the bone broke. So it just felt like I rolled my ankle. Honestly, I just felt pressure on it. And then that I rolled it, but, you know, once I saw it, I realized that it was broke. And I still didn't feel anything. Even when they popped it back in place on the field, and I still didn't feel it. So that was, you know, at first I was concerned about that, and they were, too, wondering why I wasn't, you know, screaming or in pain. At that point, I just realized, well, why scream and act up? It's basically, it is what it is, so... when we got into the x-rays, then I started feeling things. Everything started coming back to me. It could have been that my adrenaline was up and I was in shock. Who knows? But I started feeling it as we got on the airplane and headed back to Nashville.
Delanie Walker with us on the Midday 180. Did you know Marcus was going to meet you at the hospital later that morning?
No, I didn't know. As I was getting the MRI, when I came out, they told me that Marcus was coming up here next to get one. And it worked out perfectly where, you know, I was waiting for a ride and Marcus came in the room. And, you know, me and Marcus, you know, we're good friends. And he basically was like, I'll give you a ride home if you need it. And there you have it. That's how that picture got took of me and him walking out the hospital and him giving me a ride back to the facility.
You talked to Jonnu Smith and Stocker and the rest of the tight ends, and what's it like to kind of be in communication with guys after you know you've kind of out of the loop?
It's good. You know, I'm letting them dudes know, man. I'm watching them. Just keep it up, man. Keep up that group. We had a great group, and we still got a great group. Them guys, I know they can handle the job that's asked of them. You know, a lot of people are saying it's going to be a hard to fill my shoes, but I know I got faith in them guys, and I know what they can do. I feel like they won't miss a beat. So I just try to keep them guys encouraged and tell them, you know, they got this. This their year, and I keep going out there and busting their butt.
You know, being the main contributor in the passing game over the last few years, how difficult is it to now be on the outside looking in, even if you are serving sort of as advisor, friend, teammate, coach to these other guys? How tough is that for you to watch everyone else go out there and play?
I heard it from a lot of people. When I go into the facility, you know, they say, oh, you look kind of happy. You look happy just to, you know, your season is over. You just had surgery. And I am happy. You know, I'm blessed to be in a situation where I can walk away from this and be able to come back next year stronger. But the only time I think I'm down is when I watch the game. Because like you said, it's hard for me to be outside looking in. when I'm, you know, I felt like I was the heart and soul of that team, and now I'm not able to even be there or be on the playing field or make plays. You know, this is what excites me, is making plays on Sunday, doing it for the crowd. And now that I'm not able to do that, you know, it hurts. It truly hurts. I sit here and I watch the game, and I'm sad because of that reason. But, you know, I got good family and friends that, you know, that tell me you got next year, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to next year. But every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday night when the Titans play, I'm gonna be upset. So that's just me.
We know your commitment and your drive, but is there any element of relief that you signed the contract extension when you did, when this injury occurred?
Yeah, you know, thank God, you know, like you said, God works in mysterious ways. Luckily, I was able to get a deal done in place. Not, you know, we never knew this was going to happen. This is something that you don't want to wish upon anybody or say, oh, he's lucky he got the deal done. No, I'm not lucky because I broke my leg. Like, and it could have been worse than what it is, but luckily it wasn't. I still want to play football. I don't care about the deal that I got. I'm glad it's in place for me just for this year, but at the end of the day, I'd rather play football. And, you know, but like I said, God works in mysterious ways. I was able to get a deal done, and then this ultimately happened to me, so.
What do they tell you the prognosis is for timetable in terms of when you'll be back to yourself, able to play football again? And at 34, does it creep into your head at all that could have been the end?
Who 34? I'm 21.
You're not 34?
I'm 21. No. Obviously, you know, the biggest thing was my mom. We had a conversation, and she basically told me, like, you know, you're 34 years old, and that type of injury, how do you feel like you're going to be able to come back? And, you know, I told her, I don't think it's a setback. I really think that I gained a year. Now that I'm not going to put that wear and tear on my body this year. I feel like I'm gaining a year. Yes, I do have a serious injury, but I can rehab that, get that strong, get everything that I really had aching and bothering me this year, I can get it back to normal. And I feel like I'm going to come back and be even faster, even stronger, just because I know what I'm going through with this rehab, and that I'm going to push myself to even be better than I was this year coming in, because I know that's the talk. Oh, he's 34. He's going to be 35 next year. If he's able to come back, is he going to be as good as he was? You know, and that's what I think, that's what's pushing me, you know, the doubters that say, well, he's old, he's this, he's that. You know, and I'm gonna let that drive me for next year.
What's the timetable?
The timetable, man. You know what? The doctor really kept it honest with me. He told me it'll be up to me, but if it was up to him, I probably wouldn't play this year. If it was up to him, but you know, at the end of the day, we'll just have to see how I feel going into the basically. I feel like I'm gonna be out for at least 10 weeks. If I came back, it will be after 10 weeks for sure. I'm not saying I'm coming back, fans. I'm just saying if I could come back, it would probably be after 10 weeks or so or longer. I don't know. We'll have to see. I never had an injury like this before, so we'll have to see how well my body takes to it.
But you're on the field for OTAs next spring, no doubt.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you know, that's a guarantee.
Why did two tight ends work so well against the Jaguars last year when they went and won the division, went to the AFC Championship game, but you guys had their number and two tight ends seemed to key that?
You know what? I think when you have two tight ends on the field and they're able to run routes and also block in the run game, it gives defenses matchups because you got to figure out what defense you want to have. Do you want to have a nickel defense? Do you want to keep your base defense in? And then last year, you got to remember, we shifted motion so much that teams, it kept them on their toes. And like I said, when you got two tight ends in a game that can run routes and block, it gives that defense has to figure out what personnel they want. And we look for you to have a nickel in the game. We want nickel because then we can run the ball. Then when you put base in, we can pass the ball. So it was just that combination of having a perfect matchup. I think that's what worked so well for the Titans.
Delaney Walker, our guest, you're going to be at Marathon Music Works on Monday, Delaney. joining Faith Hill in the Nashville hashtag When We All Vote Week of Action. Tell us about this and why you're involved.
Basically, like you said, it's going to be me and Faith Hill in Nashville, September 24th. Again, that's hashtag When We All Vote. The Week of Action is, man, it's great. I think it's a great cause. It's just to get everybody that hasn't voted or hasn't registered to vote to register to vote and to go out and vote. You know, a lot of people always say that their voices are not heard because you don't vote. So this is something we're pushing people to go out there and vote. It don't matter who you vote for. I really don't care. It's just a good thing to get people to vote. So you can have an opinion on what's going on in this country. So that's basically what it is, just to get the youth out there and whoever else who have never voted before. We're just trying to promote voting, you know, and I think that's going to be a big key for this year, especially with the younger generation that's being able to vote. So follow us September 24th. You can come out to the event, like you said, Marathon Music Works. Come out, listen. It's going to be some activities, a lot of things going on. And like I said, we just promoting people to vote. Go out there and vote.
How much do you plan on being around, Delaney? Cyprian's further along in his rehab. We've seen him in the locker room, and he's apparently going to meetings and taking road trips. How much do you want to do stuff like that, and how much is it up to you?
At the end of the day, I think when I get a little bit better, right now I'm really can't have it. I can't walk, so that's just that's the bad part about the situation. And when I'm able to be around the team and do all the other stuff, that's what I'm going to do it. I'm going to be just like Sip in the building, going to the meetings when I'm able to do that. Because, again, I still feel like I'm part of the team. I am a captain on that team. And I want the guys to know that, you know, I'm still right here cheering them on. I'm still going to be around. And that if nothing happens to me, I'm not disappearing. I'm not giving up. So I'll be around when I'm able to. But, honestly, I've been in the bed, leg up. I'm trying to get this swelling down. Just to get this recovery going faster.
You're not getting around at all, or you got a little cart, or are you using crutches, or how's that working?
Oh, no, I got a little knee scooter. I mean, at the end of the day, I scoot around the house. I got a real big house, so I got to be able to get around it. So when I want to do something, I'll scoot around the house for a little bit and do some abs, some push-ups and stuff, and then I'll go lay right back down. So I'm not doing too much. I'm really just trying to keep my body in shape and not really get too fat, you know what I'm saying?
Who's starting up your 11 cars during all this?
They all on tricklers. Luckily, I did that before all this happened. All my cars are on battery tricklers, so they don't need to be started. Thank God.
Hey, final thing for you. The day you joined us out at training camp, we sat and we discussed at that time you hadn't signed your contract, but 15 minutes after you left us, you went up there, I guess, and signed it, or it was already signed, I don't know. But you were discussing how you weren't really concerned with your contract at the time, and the whole time you knew you were about to go sign this deal. So why didn't you tell us?
Hurtful.
I didn't know anything. I knew
he's 21, man.
Look, we were discussing the contract, but it wasn't set in stone. That's the only reason why I didn't bring it up, because it wasn't set in stone. And in good faith, and John and all the Titans organization, we had good faith on, you know, we would get it done. So I really, that's why I said I wasn't concerned about the contract, because I knew it would get done at some point. And we really didn't have it set in stone. That's the reason why I didn't bring it up. And then Taylor, you know, Taylor was the main focus point. I didn't want to take away from Taylor getting his deal. Love that guy. So I just, you know, I wanted him to get all the pub he can possibly get, and I was happy for what he got. And, you know, and then they got mine done. So it was just it was great to do the interview, talk about it, and then get the deal done. I know y'all probably like, he knew the whole time, but.
Yeah, let me translate that for everyone out there. Delaney Walker just said he owes Midday 180 one scoop.
Delaney, great to catch up with you, man. Sorry
on
this. Yeah, we hate that this injury occurred to you, and hopefully we'll catch you up soon, and hopefully you'll get a good turnout on Monday.
Well, thank you, guys, and thanks for having me. I'll try to come on as much as possible now that
awesome.
I'm hurt.
Hang in there.
See you, man.
All right, y'all take it easy.